So here we are, sitting around the fire. This is kind of a first for Backcountry Rookies Podcast. Sitting around the fire, we're at Bear Camp 2019. We're about to get this thing rolling. I think it's going to be fun. I put a couple of rules in place before we started this podcast, and the first one was 2-beer minimum. So nobody's allowed to even talk until they've had 2 beers. So are we there, guys? Are we there? All right, we're almost there. We're almost 2 beers. So we're going to get it rolling. I also wanted to say, so normally we try to keep things pretty clean on the podcast. We try to keep curse words and stuff out of it. I can't guarantee you that on this particular podcast. So we're going to put an explicit, whatever they do on podcasts. Just be careful. We may accidentally use some curse words during this one. So with that, really quick, before we jump into this thing, we're going to do the quick sponsorship promos. So here we go with that.
The first sponsor I'd like to thank is Elk 101's University of Elk Hunting. If you're looking for a one-stop shop for elk hunting resources and what you need to get out into the elk woods, University of Elk Hunting is that one-stop shop. University of Elk Hunting has detailed information on everything elk hunting, from choosing your elk calls to packing an elk out of the woods, and every very valuable detail in between. Whether you're a rookie or an experienced hunter, you will learn something from this course. Use the code ROOKIES and save $20 off the University of Elk Hunting. If you're looking for more information about University of Elk Hunting, check out podcast number 4, where Corey Jacobson gives us a good rundown of the program. The second sponsor I want to thank is Go Hunt. When you purchase the Insider program, you get a program that provides you with very accurate draw odds, and you also have access to Go Hunt strategy articles that help you identify the perfect unit for your hunt. Go Hunt has become my go-to resource for choosing units to hunt in. Their filtering system allows you to sort out exactly what you're looking for in a hunting unit. Use the code ROOKIES when you purchase the Insider program and get a $50 in-store credit to be used in the Go Hunt store. If you want more information on Go Hunt, jump way back to episode number 6 with Brady Miller, where we dive deep into Go Hunt and how it can help you be successful. The third sponsor I'd like to thank is Onyx Hunt. Onyx gives you the resources you need to e-scout maps in every state by sorting them out by game management units, and then you can add additional layers to identify the areas you want to hunt most. By downloading your maps ahead of time, this allows you to see all of your maps, the layers, and any added waypoints while you're in airplane mode or on a network. This allows you to easily navigate your hunting areas. Use the code ROOKIES and save 20% off your membership today. Also, listen to podcast number 35 with Dylan Dowson, where we discuss the functions of Onyx and how to use the app. Now let's get to the show.
Here we are. We're sitting in Bear Camp 2019. We're going to go around, kind of introduce everybody really quick. But before we do, I think it's important. I want to read a quote because I think this really nails down Bear Camp 2019. I thought this was pretty awesome. So we have a group text going, and with, you know, between me, Jeremy, Gus, and Billy, and within that group text, I get this very inspirational, I guess. Would you guys call it inspirational?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I get this inspirational text message yesterday morning, and I think that's really what's been keeping me charging throughout the rest of the week. So I want to read this to you. I'll take a minute. So yesterday at 09:29, I get a text message from Billy. And it reads like this, with an exclamation point. I'm not going to use the exclamation. The text message reads, bear down, bitches. Right? So we put a bear down. We got a bear down yesterday, 09:29 a.m. So congratulations to Billy. I'm going to let Billy introduce himself here in just a minute. You guys know Gus. If you don't, go back.
Hello.
2 shows. Gus was on. And actually, nope, go back 1 show last week. Jeremy, if you guys don't remember Jeremy, go back a bunch of shows.
Howdy.
Jeremy was on last fall, and everybody here is Backcountry Rookies team members, right? We're all part of the team, and so we have Billy Hackworth, who is the founder, owner of Switch and Camo.
Yes, sir.
So, dual camp here. We've got Backcountry Rookies and Switch and Camo. We're going to get into a little bit more of that later. Right now, I want Billy to introduce himself, talk a little bit about what Switch and Camo is, and what we're doing here, and then here in a little bit we'll get into that bear down bitches and we'll figure out how that came about. So go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
you know, switching camo concept is really in the name. Switching camo is that, you know, a lot of us with military service and veterans, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, it doesn't matter who they are. Outdoor, you know, getting in the woods and in the outdoors is, you know, it's a healing concept for a lot of folks. And for those who've done it growing up like myself, or for those who, you know, have never done it before. So the idea behind switching camo is, you know, in that concept, past and present veterans, to get them in the outdoors, you know, one from one camo pattern to another, taking care of soldiers like ourselves, like those that have served in Vietnam and so on, and getting them, teaching them how to hunt as well. There's an educational concept there that we like to place in there. There's a lot of opportunities for veterans across the country to hunt. A lot of great organizations that take them out and hunting and fishing. But our primary focus is just that transition from active duty service, whatever it may be, into the outdoors. However we can get them there is our primary concept.
I love it, man. So when Billy and Jeremy brought the switching camo idea, I mean, it's been around for a little while, and Billy just acquired the company here recently. Is that right?
Just a little quick backstory.
Yeah, go ahead. Definitely.
Me and a good friend created this company in 2015. I had to step away due to having to go to D.C. to work for a few years, and I wasn't going to have time to really do much with it in 2016. So he got a teaching job later on, and I wasn't going to have time to do anything either as well. And it was a perfect opportunity for me to take it back over. So I did, and that's kind of how I got it back. So
yeah. So then these guys, of course, Jeremy, he's been with the Backcountry Rookies from the beginning, and I remember he called me up one day a while back and said, "Hey man, my buddy Billy has taken on this company," and so we've all just kind of been supporting it, and we all support each other. So anyway, that's why we all came together for this hunt. We thought it would be really, really cool to bring both these teams together and get out here, and it's been an absolute blast. We've been having a lot of fun. I almost kind of wish that we would have had some video cameras recording. Well, probably not everything we've been doing. Some of it.
No, most things.
Most things.
Okay, most so things. Most things don't need to be recorded. We're actually live videoing this, or not live videoing, but we're videoing it. We may be throwing this up on YouTube. We'll see what happens. I'm not 100% certain that everybody will have pants on by the end of it. Billy owes us whoever killed the bear first, right? It's supposed to put on American flag
Speedos
and take a dip in the creek. I can't guarantee you. I don't know. We may be down at the river here in just a minute watching Billy take a dip.
Take a dip.
Immediately following.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
It is what it is.
Absolutely. So we're trying to make the best of it. We got kind of a little rainy afternoon today. It's like day five of bear hunt. It's rainy. It's kind of crappy. Spent yesterday packing out. Little pack out, right? Nothing major.
No, just 5 miles.
Just 5 mile pack out up and down Oregon mountains. So it's nothing for Gus.
The goat.
Gus the goat.
That's the hardest I've ever had to work for a bear.
Dude, that thing was deep. And I'm gonna disclaimer up front, because this may come out later, so I'll just sell myself out right now. I was the grumpy old man that was climbing the mountain and cursing everybody and cursing Oregon and cursing everything about bear hunting at that point. I was pretty beat up, but totally worth it once we got out there and we got to see the packs loaded up and then getting out. It was a beautiful pack out coming down a riverbed. Really, really cool. So
it was pretty.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you carrying my rifle out.
That's about all I carried. By the time we got there, all the packs were – Billy and Jeremy already had the packs loaded up and ready to go. So Gus and I just kind of hung – well, no, Gus carried some stuff out too. One tenderloin.
He ate it on the way out too. Which is
yeah, he was gnawing on it.
Got
on the
turkey
way
noses now.
Yeah, don't worry about
that's
that.
All right.
That. You'll be all right.
That's a problem for future me.
Yeah, you'll be all right. So one cool thing that we wanted to do, I guess we'll get into the kind of the educational part of it, and then we'll hear about Billy's hunt, Billy and Jeremy's hunt. So we had separated yesterday, so it was Billy and Jeremy out there on the mountain when they shot the bear. We haven't really heard the full story. Gus and I have, but we've been kind of saving it because we wanted to save it for the podcast, so we don't know what the details are. They may be so exciting that we'll be hooping and hollering and stuff here in just a minute. But so one thing I told these guys before we got it going was everybody bring something to the table, and that being something that you'd learned or a takeaway from this particular hunt, this bear hunt. I don't think none of us have, except for Gus, none of us have bear hunted before, right? Have you bear hunted?
Nope.
Jeremy?
Never.
I know Billy hasn't.
No, absolutely not.
First bear down he's ever had, and I haven't. Gus, he's bear hunted all kinds of stuff.
Quite a few bear hunting.
Quite a few. So he kind of put all this together and brought us out here. But anyway, so one thing I wanted to do was a lessons learned and a takeaway, and then we'll get into the bear hunt. So with that being said, let's hear. Gus has done it before, so I want to hear what his takeaway is, honestly.
First off, I want to ask you guys, how's Oregon?
Wet.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of Western Pennsylvania a little bit. The vegetation is very similar, just a little bit more pine trees.
Yeah, I've never been that far.
It reminds me of home.
It's beautiful out here, man.
Yeah.
You can't complain about the landscape that we've been in for the last 5 days in even the slightest.
Not at all.
It's one thing. We're here in my backyard, practically, where I grew up, where I learned to hunt, where it all kind of started. So I just wanted to – I'm happy that everyone got to come out and how this worked. I guess the biggest thing for me is the same thing I always do, and that's just push the wind too hard. And I think we've blocked ourselves a little bit by playing the wind incorrectly and getting a little too ballsy with it. So that's kind of what I need to remind myself is just chill out, slow down a little bit, and think things through before you just bomb down into something.
Gus is telling himself to slow down.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you would hear that?
It's not going to happen.
No, it won't happen. It'll never happen.
Hey, there's a path that goes around this side right here. It's really easy. No, we're going to go up over here and yeah. over. And
no, let's go straight up that hill instead. Yeah, as fast as we can. So we'll just keep going around the horn. Billy, what's your lesson learned or takeaway? So I think Billy, Jeremy, and myself are probably going to have a lot more than Gus.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Billy.
Well, I mean, from day one, you know, everything we did every day, you know, for me specifically, I learned something. The biggest thing, I think, coming from the East Coast, Kentucky side of things, is that, you know, I'm used to pattern and whitetails and things of that sort. So, you know, I think the biggest thing would be we stuck on something way too long. You know, we busted our tails for 3 or 4 days there. Sitting on clear cuts and, you know, when I know you had talked to some guys about hunting methods and then we had all talked about it for like 2 days, mm-hmm. That we needed to get in the timber and on these little back roads and stuff. And I think my lesson learned would be not to spend so much time on one thing, trying to make it, wishing it to happen, you know, when we should have just committed. Or I at least feel like I should have just committed to the getting in the timber and getting the grind on where we assumed after a few days the bears were. So
yeah,
and it turned out well. So
yeah, it worked. Those first few days were kind of tough because the weather. We came out here and I've been watching the weather for a while, just trying to figure out like histories and almanacs and things like that, and trying to figure out what the weather was going to be. And we hit the ground and it was over 80. Is that right? Wasn't it?
It was hot. 82.
Yeah, it was like 82 the first day. No clouds, no nothing, just hot.
It was snowing in Colorado.
Well.
And it was not that here.
Maybe we should have hunted in Colorado then. I don't know. But
I don't know if I want to hunt in the snow either.
Yeah, so it was burning hot here, and I think a lot of that had to do with that
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
So we kept to the plan that we had when we came out here, which was glass and meadows and clear cuts and things like that, and I think maybe we should have been, like Billy says, down in the bottoms. Into the tree timber cover and creek beds and things like that where it was nice and cool. So, hey, man, live and learn, right?
That's
part of it. So, Jeremy, what do you got?
Well, I keep thinking about, you know, I've got a couple things, lessons learned. One has to do with meal prep.
Yeah, because you didn't prep enough, right?
Yeah, I think I overdid it a little bit. I think I need to step back. I get excited when I get a chance to cook for people. I think I'm pretty good cook, so
I totally agree.
I over prepared. I mean, we're gonna have tons of food left, so I think next time it'll be reduced volume and maybe spread it out with some more variety.
Shoot,
well, that works. I got a long road trip back, so leftovers are good.
Give him a handful of soup. Let him take a handful of soup.
There's some Kentucky burgoo in there that hasn't been touched yet.
Kentucky who?
Burgoo.
Burgoo. What?
Burgoo.
It's Spanish.
It's oh yeah. It's, French is such a beautiful language.
It's Italian. Come on, you know I don't speak Italian. Yeah. But no, my when it comes to the bear hunt, I think I kind of just relied mainly on Gus because this is his
huge mistake.
His home turf. So I didn't do any research. I didn't. He sent on X locations, and I just kind of briefly looked at him. Was like, okay, that's where we're gonna be. So I'll save these so when we get out here, I can know where I'm walking around. Mm-hmm. But it's knowing what I know now, getting boots on the ground and seeing the terrain and experiencing the terrain, which has punished the old guy in the group for the last 2 days. Thank you for taking me down a mountain today.
That was your idea.
That was your idea. Yeah. But yeah, that's
difference of opinion.
Yeah, more research.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I did. I was in fact, I did exactly the same thing. And Gus did a lot of research too, and that's nothing to take away from Gus.
Yeah, and that was one of the things. I'll just kind of go back to what I had to say. I didn't think about that, but this is, like I said, where I grew up, and I didn't really think about putting that much time into scouting and stuff like that. And there's some roads and whatnot that are shut down now, or there's no access to due to the timberlands and stuff like that. That was not the case when I left here, and it's kind of changed things.
So this is here's your, for all the listeners out there, here's your one educational piece you're going to take away from this podcast. Is there some sort of like website or something that you can go to track what roads are closed? So if you're coming out to hunt Oregon and you want to know what's closed and what's not, what you have access to, is there a place you can check that?
Yeah, first thing you need to do is go to Onyx.
Boom.
Okay, boom.
Rookies. Promo code rookies.
No, but in all seriousness, they have, I'm pretty sure Weyerhaeuser owns the whole Northwest timberland as far as, you know, if it's not county or state, it's Weyerhaeuser or National Forest. So you can go to WY Recreation or just Google Weyerhaeuser, but yeah, go to WY Recreation and that'll tell you where all the leases are, where all the timber sales are, and where you need, we can go into areas if we bought permits and stuff like that, but I just didn't think we needed to do that. So you can get permits and such. But yeah, WY Recreation, I believe is what it is.
Okay.
And you can go see all that stuff.
There you go. So if you're hunting Oregon, check that out, because we've been figuring it out. We've been doing a lot of driving and a lot of checking out roads and stuff like that, and then jumping out when we can and checking out clear cuts. But, yeah, so there you go. I think that's a really good piece of nugget. What's my lesson learned? What did I learn today, Jeremy? I learned not to listen to Jeremy. I can tell you that much. Hey, let's dive off of this. Hey, let's go down the bottom of that. Hey, let's drink beer till midnight. That's a good idea.
This is huge. Hey, just one more. Let's just have one more.
Just one more beer.
Dude, I'm old. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
The two old guys are up, but the two younger guys are in bed.
Snoozing. But they were also both up and gone before we were this morning, too. So Gus was up at who knows what time.
This was my rest day.
Yeah, well done.
I still did 5 miles.
So I'll tell you my lesson learned is I'm probably a lot more selfish after hearing these guys talk about their lessons learned. Mine was kind of personal, man. I took the opportunity. We had, I don't remember what day it was, but we were sitting up on the top of a mountain and we were doing a lot of glassing, which you do out here looking for bears. And I learned a lot about glassing techniques and just kind of how to use my optic system that I have and my binos, and which, you know, I mean, I know how to use binos. It's not tough, right? You look through them. But like gritting different sections and looking at different areas and looking through timber into some of the darker spots just to pick stuff out, and then throwing the what's that big piece of glass called? Spotting scope. Throwing the spotting scope up on top of the tripod and using that. I don't really like using a spotting scope, but I forced myself to do that the other day when we were up there glassing, and I figured it out. Yeah, Gus used to. Yeah. Way to go. So let's talk about that a little bit. That was fun.
What, the brand new spotter that I bought that broke on its first trip out ever?
Yeah. Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Yeah, that thing is working great.
I'm not sure what happened with that one.
Well, good thing there's warranty on that, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our lessons learned, I think. I'm sure there's a lot more. I've learned something new every day about this country. I know I don't like climbing the steep mountains out here, and it's wet. By the time Gus and I got to the Bear yesterday, when we hiked in to meet these guys, Gus and I were literally from the top of my hat down to the socks of my boots were drenched, 100% soaked. I had puddles in my boots,
and it didn't even rain.
Yeah, it didn't even rain. So it was wild. And 2 hours before that, Gus or Jeremy and Billy had walked through that same meadow that we walked through, and they were perfectly dry. So yep. we just got put in the bad spot. That whole hike in was horrible. It was terrible. Anyway,
I liked it.
So speaking of the Bear, Bear down, bitches, right?
Bear down.
0929, Bear down, bitches. So let's back up a little bit.
Boom.
0920. What happened? Billy, let's
start.
You
want to start this or do you want me to start it?
So we're coming up through Burn, okay? And, like, I really don't think we're going to find anything over here because there's no vegetation. You know, it's just shrubs and didn't look like anything edible for the bears. So we said we'll walk the ridge up and, you know, doing 100 high knees over blowdown.
God.
For the last mile and a half was not fun. But we were just going to go up to this point, look back, and then drop off. And we got up there and looked over and seen that it was just green grass, little small patches of meadow.
East facing side.
Yeah, it was just
South Ridge.
Just beautiful. So I decide I'm wore out. I'm not going down this because it was steep too. So I'm not going down. I'm putting my rifle on my pack.
Yeah.
I'm putting my rifle on my pack, getting my trekking poles out. I'm going down.
Four-wheel drive, baby.
Four-wheel
yeah,
drive.
Oh, yeah.
So we started down, didn't make it maybe 100 yards. And I looked off, and I thought I saw something flash out of the corner of my eye. And I stopped and looked and see it. And then Billy took about 5-6 more steps in front of me, past me, and he says, "Get your gun out. There's the bear." So
the bear wasn't 100 yards from us at that point. It just had walked out behind a blowdown.
What'd you guys laze it at again?
Well, when I shot the bear, it was 88 yards.
We first saw he was about 100.
He was about 100 crossing a little bench going into a small cut. And he got down on the bipods. And
after my cartoon attempt to get my pack off and the gun out.
Throw his pack off.
Wish I would. Wish we had a drone in the air or something for that.
To be a fly on that wall.
Already, you know, we're at.
Oh Jesus! There's a bear. Oh Jesus!
Crash mode, man. Like everything's getting flung everywhere. Backpacks getting rolled around. Okay. Eric trying to get the gun off. It was crazy, dude.
You guys at first are all nonchalant, like, "Yeah, there's a bear over there."
No.
Let me grab my rifle, and I can imagine this is nothing like that.
Full maniac.
Zero to chaos in 1 second.
Yeah.
I just got the bear in the scope, and he disappeared over the edge into this ravine. And me, I was at that point, I was a mess.
Yeah.
I looked at Billy and I said, "If you can kill it, kill it." I was like, "Go." And he down through.
Well, I never took my pack off.
Yeah.
Because he had his rifle handy.
Yeah.
I never took my pack off, and he's laying on the ground on his butt with the gun on the bipods, you know, getting ready to blast it, and it just drops off. So I just took off walking to the edge of the lip there to try to get a peek at it. Because, yeah. I mean, it was. That burnover or blowdown stuff is so nasty. You can't see very far anyway.
No. Everything looks like a damn bear.
Yeah. So we creeped up to the edge there, and we sit there for, what, 30 seconds? And it was coming up the other side, and it just popped out. And luckily, it just popped out right in front of me. And kablooey.
There he is. Bang.
Pow.
So the bear's hit. The bear's hit. Okay.
Done.
The bear's hit. It goes.
Ten rings,
son. It went straight for this. Went straight for this tree to try to climb this tree and got about, just touched it, and then over backwards, boom, it's down.
Didn't even get his back feet
off the ground. It's down. Boom.
I had 3 shells. Why not use them?
I said, "What'd you shoot it again for?" He said, "I saw it twitch."
Hey, when you've never killed a bear and it's moving,
yeah, keep shooting. I probably would have done the same thing.
And then the flow of emotions It was hooping.
Did you guys cry together?
Yeah.
Well, did you guys hold each other a little bit and cry?
I would have.
Hugs, high fives.
Now, I can understand that because Gus and I were in the car on the other side of the unit, I think, the hunting unit.
Pretty much.
And when we got the Bear Down Bitches, we pulled the car over and we cried a little bit together.
Yeah.
No, we got didn't. Pictures.
We have we, pictures.
Hey, that's that goes nowhere. That picture goes nowhere.
We're going to just take that.
Screensavers. That's it. Right? We're
talking about that here.
Dang it. Yeah.
Duh, yeah. Duh, duh, duh.
Anyway, so Bear Down.
Bear Camp stays at Bear Camp.
Yeah.
Bear. No, the listeners this are going to be wondering about
sounds
this.
Sounds like it's all coming out now.
Yeah.
Yes, you've been exposed.
Yeah.
Boom.
I don't know.
Once we get to 50,
we weren't crying and we weren't holding each other. Okay?
Once we get to 50,000 downloads, the picture will come out.
Yeah, there you go. When this episode gets 50,000 downloads, we'll explain more. So anyway, you got Bear on the ground, two great big nasty 300 Win Mags go through that thing.
No, it was 7
millimeter.
Oh, yeah, you 7 mag. 7 mag. Yep. Two tiny little 7mm rim mag bullets go through that thing. Just kidding. It's a tough cartridge.
Absolutely. Pretty happy.
We were kind of just in shock for a couple minutes. I was like, did that just happen?
We shot that bear.
You shot a bear? What just happened?
And we just looked at each other and we're like, dude, we just killed a bear. And it's almost like you had that kind of that dramatic pause before somebody, you know, something crazy happens on a movie or something. Like, of course, we hugged it out and slapped high fives about 14,000 times.
Yeah, it's always funny when you actually get something dead at camp or on a hunt, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, this actually worked.
I'll be damned.
Sweet.
That's exactly how I wanted it to happen.
That's not exactly how I wanted it to happen.
That's exactly what was supposed to happen.
That's not awesome. Where I wanted it to happen. That's not.
Yeah.
It was in there. We earned that bear for real.
Yeah, you did. So everybody always says, oh, I hunted so hard, man. I just hammered it down. I've been hunting hard. And I mean, we've been going at it for, I won't say we've been hammering ourselves and hunting hard. We've been running a lot of roads and we've been, you know, checking
stuff
out.
Putting the time in for sure, though.
I like that. That's probably a better way to say it. Putting the time in, right? And we've been doing it quite a bit. We've been up at 4 o'clock every morning. We've been coming home.
Except for the morning we killed a bear. Yeah. We slept in.
The one morning we're late.
And this morning. Because of Jeremy. Hey, just have another beer.
It was you.
I was trying to go to sleep. Anyway.
Don't use your evil, wicked ways.
Anyway. So there it is. Bear down. Gus and I, like I said, we were on the other side of the hunting unit. And I don't know. Did you put some turbo gas in that sidekick? Something happened.
First off, remember, it's not gas. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It runs off of.
Yeah, so awesome.
I put the supercharged awesome in there.
Here's what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do, because this thing is completely rad. We have this hunting truck. It's a Suzuki sidekick. It's probably the baddest thing known to man. It literally does not use gasoline. It uses awesome.
Named the Chazuki.
To power itself.
That's the shout-out. It's named Chazuki.
Chazuki.
So we're going to take a picture in a little bit with the sidekick in the background, and that's going to be the podcast picture. So you guys can enjoy it, too. We need the listeners to enjoy it, too. But we come barreling down, I don't know, some mountain. We want the mountain to be remain nameless at about 80.
On the corners.
On the corners, yeah. During the straights, it was easily over 100. I heard to get out to the... Yeah, you guys probably heard us coming from two ridge lines over in that thing. All three cylinders banging away in that Suzuki, man.
Screaming.
Yeah, we got over there as fast as we could. We certainly in a hurry, hauling ass, and then we get there to the trailhead and didn't realize it was 5 miles in to find you guys.
I told him on the phone. Nobody listens to the old guy.
Jesus, that was quite a hike in. I think the hike in was worse than the hike out.
Come up the ravine. It's easier. Nope, let's
go up. Hang on. Gus says, nope, ravine, easy? No, no, no. I have a much harder way that we can travel.
Straight up.
You got to be dragging your knees on the hill. Dragging your knees on your way up.
So I found this stick that was about 12 inches long on my way up the vertical incline that we were climbing, and I'm 6'4", and I was using that 12 inch stick as my hiking stick. That's how straight up and down this stuff was. It was literally like hands and knees climbing. So sorry, man,
No, we set the camper on fire. Hold on.
Did we set the camper on fire? We don't need it.
It'll turn off in a minute. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Fire placement. Lesson learned.
So we'll get back to the bear hunt in a minute. I do kind of want to take a moment and talk about camp. So I rolled up here a day late, probably a few dollars short, no doubt. But these dudes have this camp already set up. Billy brought his big camper out here. We all got nice beds to sleep in. We got a pretty cool fire burning right here next to us, coolers and stuff like that. Of course, we have nothing but water to drink because we all appreciate hydration. Did I say water?
It's the necessity.
I meant cold beer. We've been drinking some cold beer out here.
You can tell I'm an amateur camper, too, as well. This is the first, you know, travel trailer that I've ever bought. And, of course, we drove all the way out here, and I forgot to put flipping water in it. Yeah. So
none of us have pooped in 5 days.
Immediately changed the dynamics of this camp.
Absolutely. Right off the bat.
We have not shit in 5 days. It's cool, though. We're holding together. Everything's going pretty good.
We ain't walking anymore, but yeah. We're pulling through.
I did take a bath right in the creek, though.
You did.
Yeah, so did
Someone
Gus.
Someone else is taking a bath in the creek. And I did, too.
Ask Chad for pictures.
Oh, yeah. I got some cool videos.
Video.
There's a good video. I got some good video.
Mine was not intentional.
It was rather invigorating. Yeah.
And Billy's going to be taking a bath here in a minute in an American flag bikini. He said he went to a Walmart and there's no Speedos. I said, why didn't you find some bikini, big old thong or something, let your cheeks hang out while you're taking a dip?
I'll just roll my drawers up. It'll be fun.
We got Sharpies. We can still put the flag on there.
Yeah, we could do it that way. All right. Sorry about the tangent there. Side note, you're probably going to have a lot of those during the course of this podcast.
Boom.
Let's cover that thing up.
Drippy drip.
Sorry, we're having malfunctions. We're getting rained on, and I'm trying to keep my equipment dry. So back to the bear. You guys walked up on that thing and started cleaning it out. Gus is making some pee-pee right now.
Get your finger out of your butt.
Generally, when people pee at camp, they face away from camp.
Good job, Gus.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. How was that? So skinning a bear, is that any different than a deer or an elk or anything like that? You guys have any trouble with it?
Terribly different. I mean, we had everything we needed, game bags and, you know, good sharp knives. And
I'd like to say a shout out to 6 a.m.
Man, them bags are the bomb, dude.
Yeah,
for real. He did it.
Thanks, Tristan. You're the best, bud.
Those bags are legit.
Has everybody run those? No, you were running something else.
Caribou.
Loser. 6 a.m.
Boom.
6 a.m. I run 6 a.m. I've always been happy with mine. And so here's the deal, too. When you get them home, they clean up easier.
I know. Sure. Yeah. It's a washing machine.
Yeah, just throw. I don't even do that. I soak them in cold water with some soap in it, like dish soap. Mm-hmm. Soak them for about 5 minutes, and then I throw them in the washer.
Myra
gets mad at me if I throw bloody crap in the washer. So,
in my defense, I had my caribou game bags before I even knew Tristan or 6 a.m. So,
okay, so you're not a loser.
That's why I'm saved right now.
Yeah, not a loser. Yeah.
But the next game's bags I get
total
the
6 a.m.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they are good. Packed it up. Packed it out.
We had it skin out about, what, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Quartered out, and we didn't debone her or anything, but.
That's all hanging. It's over by the river right now hanging. Yeah. What'd you do at the Cape?
Cape? It's right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Cooled off. Got her checked in today. And, right there at, how do you say that town? I screwed it up like 3 times.
The Dirty D.
Yeah. We won't reveal the town.
Or the Dalles.
We won't reveal our location until 5 years from now.
No, that was the Dalles.
The Dalles.
The Dalles. Yeah, we're hunting the.
No, you guys are the only three that drew the non-residents for this unit. Yeah. It's one of the smaller units in Oregon.
And it seems to be pretty good. Yeah, what's it got to be like that for? We're getting dripped on.
Well,
the rain.
I gotta fix that canopy a little bit so it'll run off the sides.
Damn. Yeah, we've been having a blast out here. Gus's family's all kind of in and around this area, so his Uncle Zach has been coming out and helping us out a little bit. Brought some firewood and stuff out for us the other day. It's not hard to find. This is
I can
timber
say
country.
That he was a lifesaver when we came to the trailhead yesterday. And he pulled in and he said he had cold beer. I could have hugged him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the best Coors Light I ever had.
He's always good for that.
Yeah. So he showed up. That's the funny. We were talking about it today. And I said, I'll tell you what, dude. I hate Coors Light. But yesterday, that was the best goddamn best Coors Light.
Coors Light I've ever named, man.
After hiking out, that was pretty good. So, yeah, Zach's been cool. And then, you know, some of Gus's other family and stuff's been coming out and seeing us in the evenings after we get back. And been crushing it with food. Jeremy killed it.
Been nailed
all
it.
All kinds of good stuff. So we haven't had to worry about that too much. What all did you bring? What'd you bring for food?
I brought barbacoa, venison barbacoa, as a matter of fact. I brought a squirrel and venison burgoo.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Burgoo.
Bur what?
It's Italian.
Okay, sounds French Italy. To me. Beautiful, beautiful language, the French.
We did some Polish sausages with jalapeno and jalapeno.
What about the Johnsonville burgers?
Oh,
man?
Dude. Jeez. Those were on
Where
point.
Did those things come from?
Left field.
I've never seen Delicious. Those in my life. I stopped at Walmart on the way out here.
Those will be getting added to my freezer.
Coming out of Portland and said, bratwurst burgers, that's a game changer.
It was a game changer.
We're going to talk about gear here in a minute because I asked everybody also to think about what was one of their favorite pieces of gear that they brought to camp. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. My favorite piece of gear is Johnsonville Brat Burgers.
Boom.
I don't know about that.
Man.
Look out! Ooh.
Truck! So we've also been... I've been trying to take some video of some of the... Just, as you know, us cruising around the back roads and things like that. And today, we were listening to just a...
Well, no doubt.
Yeah, it was No Doubt. And for what, I don't know why, but Gus knew like every word to the No Doubt song.
You don't worry about that.
So he was serenading Jeremy and I, and as I was videoing it and Gus was singing, I think he had his eyes closed while he was singing driving.
He was looking at you.
Oh, into my eyes?
In your eyes.
Well, that happens.
They were also closed.
That happens.
It's a good thing I was driving from the back.
He wears a Justin Bieber cutoff.
Yeah.
Well, under all his camo.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Y'all ain't got that
I
one?
Have a Bo and Luke Duke one that I wear. Anyway, we came around a corner and there was a F. Jesus, I don't know. It looked like an F8000. It was so big. This huge truck, and we just about parked the Sidekick underneath of it. But I will say Gus never missed a beat.
I saved the day.
He kept on singing the song. He never missed a single beat of that thing. So that was a lot. We were having fun coming down the mountain. I got that on video. We've also got some pretty sweet river crossings.
Boom. Nailed it.
9.6.
9.6.
You literally gave me a 9.6.
You keep it up, you're going to get an 8.
Yeah, you can't. No quitsies. You can't go back. I'll take the 9.6.
And then I'll keep my 10.
So, all right, let's do it. We moved into gear. Johnsonville Brats probably tops it off. I mean, that's if I could wear that, like, Lady Gaga meat dress, I would wear a Johnsonville Brat Burger dress. Those are so good.
You should probably be wearing that out here.
Maybe I am.
Well,
maybe next hunt.
But I might have one in my pants right now.
A whole suit in
your
pants?
There was six there, and I remember five on the plate.
Yeah.
So there's an extra one. Where do you think that one's at?
That's fair enough.
It's in my pants.
The pants dance.
Got a brat patty in my pants. So anyway, Gus, what's your piece of gear that you enjoyed the most out here?
My new Metcalf.
Yeah, that thing's nice, man. Yeah. What do you enjoy most about the Metcalf?
Yeah. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, let's talk about the Metcalf.
Well, compared to my other Mystery Ranch, which is not that big.
7 cubic inches?
Something like that, yeah. I still, to this day, I've tried getting a hold of them.
Yeah.
And every time I talk to someone, they're like, yeah, we're not sure exactly. I'm pretty sure it was like military specific.
Yeah.
Because you can't find that.
It's probably
pack
classified.
I hope so. I don't know. I like it. I love it. But
it's kind of like the name of my rifle.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
EVD?
Cindy.
But no.
Her name is Cindy.
No. That is not the name.
Not her name.
But the amount of stuff I can get in there.
Lots on and lots off.
Comfort. It's not Cindy. Let's just settle this right now.
All right. Fair enough.
It's the EVD.
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 It's an acronym, military style. I'll let you guys enjoy that. You have it. Cindy, unclassified name.
Cindy's not the name.
Cindy. Spelled S-E-N-D-Y.
Cindy.
Cindy. Not with a C. My Cindy doesn't spell her name that way.
No, she spells it E-V-D.
That's it? Metcalf?
Metcalf, yeah.
Did you like that? Transition right out.
Yeah, like you
bring it back to it.
Bang. We'll get back to it, I'm sure.
That's classy right there.
I'm
sure.
Boom.
You guys know I do edit the podcast, so anything I want to remove, I can.
You're garbage.
I know.
Don't worry.
There'll be no we cannot speak of EVD. It's classified.
Hashtag EVD.
Yeah.
Just wait.
So the Metcalf game changer for Gus. I can imagine. I mean, it's not like we're sleeping in tents. So, you guys, if you listen to the last podcast, you know Gus just upgraded tent and sleeping bag, and sometimes known as a fart sack. I don't know if you guys call your sleeping bags fart sacks, but
boom,
I do. I fart in my fart sack quite a bit. But he didn't. We haven't really been using that stuff because of Billy's kindness of bringing the camper out, the Avenger.
Boom.
Also fueled with awesomeness.
But no water.
But no water.
But no water.
Yeah, there's no water. No water in it. There's a whole bunch of awesome in there, but no water. So still,
I'm an idiot.
Still 5 days, no poops. What's your game changer piece of gear?
I don't know. I don't know that I could narrow it down to just one.
All right, do 20.
Do 20.
20 game changer pieces of gear.
All right, somebody hold your fingers up. I can't count.
There's one.
Let me take
one.
I only got 10.
My boots off.
I only got 10. Two of you. I don't, you know, speaking of rookies, like this is all learning for me, right? This is all. If anybody in here could be as rookie as I am for Western hunting, it's going to be, you know, it'll be me. I'm probably the most rookie Western hunter here, but
the rookiest.
The rookiest.
Me too. We're tied.
You know, learned a lot from Jeremy last year. We elk hunted a little bit together. You know, just some small things like good boots. You know, I think some of us are running Solomons. I'm running Solomons, but that was, you know, having the calf guards, the gaiters, having good pants, prong pants. You know, I'm not throwing this stuff out there for, you know, promo stuff. It's just made stuff that's made me more comfortable in hunting. In general, I got a mystery ranch pack. It held that bear really well yesterday. The Marshall. I don't know, man. There's a lot of things I could throw in there that I could contribute to being.
You mentioned Piranha pants. I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit.
Cause those are
killer,
awesome.
Aren't they? Everybody the runs them pretty much. I know Jeremy has some on right now. Gus doesn't. Again, loser.
That's just what I do.
So when we walked in and we were completely drenched, Gus is probably dried out too, but we were absolutely soaked. And I think by the time we got back to the truck, my pants were
dry.
They were dry. They were all dried out by then.
That makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Especially phenomenal. Climbing these mountains, flexibility wise, all that.
Gus, those are nice pants.
These
how
are
do,
nice
how
pants.
Do we get into your pants?
Well, since you asked.
You can start by being sweet to me.
Yeah, stop calling me a loser.
Are those did they dry out real quick too, Gus?
Oh, we were dry by the time we got to. I was dry by the time I got to the bear. My pants were at least because we got in that timber and just that literally that probably 1,500 yard stretch through just open timber that we walked. I was already dry.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got King's Camo XKGs on.
XKG, that's what it is.
XKG Ridge pants.
Those things are sweet.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere without them.
Yeah, very nice. All right, so sorry.
My daily drivers. Right here.
Boom.
There you go. Gus never gets out of. Never hasn't washed them either. 2.5 years. Had never washed them. That it? What else you got?
I mean,
how about this? So you say you're a rookie also, right?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Like myself.
Absolutely.
How about what would you upgrade? Now that you've been out here hammering down, you hammered out elk last year with Jeremy. What are some things that you want to change?
Gosh, I don't know, man. We've done a lot. I've done a lot of upgrades since last August. Man, I went
sleeping
into the woods with a
Walmart tarp and
Walmart $12 tarp and a freaking no sleeping pad
no
last
sleeping
year.
Pad.
Oh god!
Yeah. I was like, "Where's your sleeping
pad?" That
was
pad? A funny story.
Where's your sleeping pad?
I'm so cold.
I don't have one. Yeah. I was like, "You're gonna regret that."
Sleeping right on the ground next to a log. on some pine needles, froze to death, freaking 20 degree morning. Water was frozen in our bottles that morning.
I was rather comfortable.
I bet. Sleeping pads are nice.
You think I would know better. But I'm just an idiot, so.
What about you?
Favorite
piece of bear camp gear, Jeremy?
Me.
Billy Hackworth.
I'm going to say.
The one and
I'd
only.
Never leave home without it.
No, I mean, I love my pack, but I've been running that for a long time, which is XO 5500.
Whoop, whoop.
But I would say my gators. That's got to be the game changer out here. It saves you from getting soaking wet down to your feet, creek crossings, and getting beat up with brush. But I love them.
Definitely make a big difference. I bought some this year for the first time, and you know what? They make a huge difference.
Yeah, that's the first time I've worn them too. I was pretty happy with them.
I like it. I like
Ken
it.
Trex. I think we're all running the same thing.
Yep, Ken and Trex.
Pretty smoking deal. Get them on Amazon, $50 or something like that. Real nice. It keeps the freaking ticks off too.
Yes,
that's something out here.
That I there's another ticks, game changer too. Make
Promethean or whatever that stuff's called.
The Sawyer Promethean.
Take a bath in it. That's what we need to do next time is fill up the tank instead of water. Let's fill it up with Promethean. I mean, it's healthy.
There's, what could go wrong?
Somehow it's going to be okay.
I don't think any of us are trying to have kids anymore, are we?
Nah, I don't need
to. Took care of that.
Yeah, those are pretty nice, man. My game changer gear. Jet boil. Boom.
Coffee.
Coffee's cool.
Always.
Coffee's cool.
That was my close. It was right up
close
there.
Number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So jet bowls are cool. I have a couple of things that are just they're both little and they're both super cheap and I think that they completely changed my hunt. One is a gun bearer from Kafaru. I bought it from Kafaru International, and it's basically a weapon sling. I think you've probably seen something similar. Randy Newberg wears basically the butt stock goes kind of down off the back of your pack, and then the rifle hangs underneath your armpit. Man, I'm telling you what,
I will be purchasing
that thing.
One of those.
That is something special right there, because it gave me when I needed to go four wheel drive, which I've been with Gus a lot, so I've been in.
You stayed in four low.
Yeah,
then.
I'm pretty much four low all the time. If I had six wheels, I'd turn them all on.
Yeah, Argo style.
With a guy that has a couple shoulder surgeries and the weight of that rifle 6 days in, it starts.
That thing is killer. And then I haven't used it. Did you use that sling thing that I brought?
I didn't.
Jeremy
did.
For the bow? I can't remember what the hell it's called. Sling?
Sling hook.
Sling hook. Well, that was easy enough. I don't. What the hell? I don't know how I missed that. Thing's pretty nice.
Yeah. I liked it, but the way it has to sit on your strap, it kind of irritates your collarbone after a while.
Nancy.
Grace.
Nancy Grace.
Don't get me wrong. It helps not having to hold your
Sorry, we got all excited time. About Nancy Grace because that's the name of Jeremy's rifle.
Yes, Nancy Grace. It's a keeper.
There's some backstory there. We won't get into it.
She's
classified.
She's temperamental.
Yeah.
Very.
Very, very temperamental.
Yeah, that sling hook was really nice. Maybe not for a rifle. I've never carried a rifle using it because I always use that Kafaru gun bearer. But I used that thing when I shot Total Archery Challenge a couple weeks ago. I put a little just makeshift sling on my bow and then hung it off my shoulder. And killer. That thing was awesome. So anyway, that's what I got. I love my jet boil. I don't care who they are, what their company, if they support hunting or if they don't. I'll tell you what they do is boil water.
Boom.
Bam.
Quickly.
It's literally been everywhere I've gone this entire week.
Yeah.
I'm not making coffee.
We'll get out in the mornings when we're trying to leave, when we all finally wake up. There's like four jet boils burning every morning making coffee, getting ready to go. So. I think
we could always just boil water in a pot.
We could
in the camper,
but it's not as cool.
We just get the jet boils out.
It's not near as cool.
We could just fill up one big pot of water.
Are we going to record my video?
Yes, we have to do your hair's perfect.
Oh, I got that. My hair is in a good place
right
now.
Your hair is perfect.
Just
right
so
now.
You got, I love, you know, my hair is beautiful.
And by good place, he means not that great.
All over the place.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
That's what we were looking for.
So we're 5 days in, and
at least you have hair.
Well, yeah. So that I got that going for me.
It's running away though.
For me.
Running a little thin on top.
Yeah, it's kind of doing whatever. Honestly, I think it moves right now. It's so dirty and grimy. Taking my hat off. I gotta let my hair breathe.
Yeah.
So we are recording this.
We're videoing this,
we'll
so you'll be able to see what you just did.
There's a lot going on with the hair right now that you guys can't see, but you may be able to one day. So. Anyway. Having fun, man. We've had a killer camp. We've got a couple days left to go. Hopefully we get a couple more bears on the ground.
Chadra's out of here tomorrow though.
Is it tomorrow already?
Today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is rollout day. Yep. So I'm here till about noon on Thursday.
It's a nice celebratory dinner. Bear camp pasta.
Bear camp pasta. So I think we'll be in pretty good shape. If we don't get another one on the ground, we're ahead of the average. The average in this unit, I think, is, what'd you say, 12%?
12%.
12% for taking a bear home. And, well, there's four of us. And we got one bear down, so
we're at 25.
33.3%.
I was just about to say the same thing.
No, I'm way better at math than that. It's 37%. Yeah, so we're ahead of the average.
If you round up, but
yeah, you got to round up a little bit because there's like a 0.325735 thing in there. Yeah.
I don't count in that equation, so we're good.
Yeah, so we're.
I'm confused now.
Ahead of the average. Way to go, Billy and Jeremy.
Boom.
Ba boom.
Dream team.
Up in here.
Yeah, you guys nailed it.
There is something, team.
Thanks, guys.
Dream team.
Love you.
Mean it.
I think. What else you guys want to talk about? Anything?
Let's talk about.
We're not talking about EBR.
Dang it.
Cindy. We're not talking about Cindy.
Classifications. Your credentials mean nothing here.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
That just happened.
That did just happen. I got busted out.
Yeah.
Called out.
We have deemed it EV.
D.
D. And
what's the D for again?
Destroyer.
Destroyer.
Forever, it will be known as EVD.
We got two more guns to name.
Yeah,
yeah we do.
We
let's
do.
Let's name them.
Ooh, let's do a contest.
There you go.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Let's do it. Ready?
What's the contest?
Yeah. Name the rifle.
Okay. Who's going to name it? Us?
Us.
Okay. Tammy.
Or the listeners.
How do we do that?
I don't know. Tell them to send in names. We'll pick the best ones.
Okay. Team at backcountryrookies.com. Send in rifle names.
We are not team.
We're going to name. Team Wiener Schnitzel.
Team Wiener Schnitzel.
So we already decided earlier, too, that we were trying to come up with a cool thing because it was Switching Camo and Backcountry Rookies coming together. I mean, we could have gone a whole bunch of Switching Rookies. We could have done, you know, Backcountry Camo. But we started to really lean toward Team Wiener Schnitzel. So that's what we are.
Well, there is a lot of Wiener Schnitzel.
Team Wiener Schnitzel.
Which is actually Norwegian for hunt in the woods.
Ah, fair enough. So yeah. We have a Gus is Norwegian. Is that a word?
Multicultural.
Multicultural.
Is that how that works? Yeah. So, nah, we don't really have a name. We're just all happy to be together and hunting and to be able to do it. So, thank you, United States Army, for allowing us to take leave and pass to be here.
Yep, appreciate it.
All service members. That's cool.
Boom.
America.
Up in here.
Past
America.
And present.
Dude, American flag, bikini bottoms, cold water.
Go.
It's about to happen.
Getting inside of it.
Oh, hold on. We're talking about the river.
The water.
Right?
Wait a minute.
What? The water.
What just happened?
I was not talking about the creek.
Where did you come from? What happened?
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if that does go down,
when that goes down.
He's a man of his word. I know this to be true. So
well, when it goes down, we will. Hey, one more thing too. What was the lucky charm for the bear hunt?
Oh, yeah. So, brand new Backcountry Rookies t-shirt.
Yeah.
First time I wore it.
Never killed a bear with
ever.
I think that's something we should talk about real quick.
Do you ever know, like, do you ever see, so, like, when people are
superstitions?
When people are super sponsored by everybody and they're like, I swear to God, I could have never killed that elk without my
Scooby snacks.
Without my Solomon boots.
Yeah.
There's no way. Danner's boots, I would have never killed that elk. I got to say, there's no way he would have killed that bear without that Backcountry Rookies t-shirt.
Without a doubt.
No, facts.
But the thing is, no one else mentions is it's a combination. It took us a while to figure out what clothes we all have to wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
To start that
Dylan hat on.
I had to put my old, I went through three hats until I went back to the OG.
Isn't it funny how hunters do that? Well, I changed my bullet order out yesterday.
Yeah.
I took all my bullets out and rearranged them and put them back in there.
I got to put them back in
and
a different order.
We're not superstitious, but just a little stitious.
We're weird stitious.
A little stitious.
I'm a superstitious guy.
Yeah.
Well,
bullets. I'm
whatever you did, it worked.
Yeah, I changed the bullets out.
I need to get a hold of Jordan and see what works for every time I'm with him and what I'm wearing, because every time I'm with him, he kills something.
Normally nothing.
Hey, we're 2 for 3, bro.
There you go.
So I'm a good luck charm in itself. You shouldn't go anywhere without
Maybe
me.
You should be walking little. With him, Chad.
Well, we did today. He made me dive to the bottom of a mountain somewhere, and
didn't
we didn't see
you
a damn
made
thing.
Me?
All right, so it's not you.
Yeah, you're not the luck charm. Maybe you are. I don't know. Not today. It's because you made me drink beer all night last night.
You have to go out more than once with me to get the luck to rub off.
Well, okay. Tomorrow
he
morning.
He sits at the end of the rainbow, and he guards that pot of gold.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a little guy. I may have a little, kinship to leprechauns.
You got more than a little kinship
to
leprechauns.
Yeah, definitely.
We may or may not be related in some sort, shape, or form.
He sits at the end of the rainbow.
He sits on the pot of gold.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, definitely.
Don't you touch my Lucky Charms.
What's our time out on that little machine right there?
Oh, it says 24:10:47.
No, at the top.
You can't read. 56.
It's numbers. How can you not read
it's
numbers?
It's red.
56.
56 minutes.
Jeez.
I think Jeremy is colorblind and doesn't know how to read numbers. All of these numbers don't make sense to me. Well, we're at an hour, so I think we'll start wrapping it up. You got anything going away? You got any going away gifts?
Going away gifts, yeah. I'm going to circle back to lessons learned.
Gus the love bus.
Not to shed light on a situation, but it's a lesson I learned the very hard way.
Okay.
A long time ago. And that's putting your gun away or not having it ready to go immediately.
Bing!
Years ago growing up, we were actually bear hunting, and I missed a shot at about a 350, 400-pound bear at 50 yards because I was fumbled fucking around with
a 50-pound.
Oh, there was the first F-bomb.
F-bomb, explicit. You were a 50-pound bear at 400 yards?
Yeah.
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 Totally. That's a huge bear. So, really close distance.
Missed the opportunity at that because I had to fumble around with my gun. And both my uncles, Zach being one of them,
the fumble risky,
stopped us after that bear ran away, took the sling off my gun, and there's never been one on it since.
Yeah.
And I've never put it anywhere else other than my right hand or my left hand when one of them gets tired.
What about your middle hand?
Well,
I got that one too. When I got
you ever put it in your middle hand?
When I'm adjusting my hat, yeah.
All right.
To be honest, I knew it was a bad idea to put that rifle in my.
Well, I think it
in my pack, but I knew that it was going to bring something out.
Well,
that's all right. I know it's a bad idea to walk down the hill with the wind in my back and go after elk, but I've still tried it many times.
I have a younger man hunting with me who is faster than me
and better looking.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He said, whoa. Freeze, motherfucker.
Freeze, motherfucker.
Hey, bear.
Hey, bear.
Hey, bear. Well,
that's
our bear
work.
Call, by the way.
It doesn't work.
Oh, you're just now telling us that. For the last 5 days, Gus keeps telling us, hang your head out the window and just scream, hey, bear. They'll just come running.
Well, what you're not doing is saying please.
Oh.
Lessons. So I would like to circle back to lessons learned. Apparently, you need to be courteous to the bear.
Yeah.
Like before I did this morning.
And polite.
I offered bacon to that bear.
Yeah.
And he'll be down here this evening.
Yeah. So there we go.
Guaranteed.
Could you get him tied up so I really don't have to leave camp?
We don't need to tie him up. He's going to come have supper with us, and then he'll just lay down in the back of the truck.
Bear camp pasta with the bear.
Boom. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Billy, you got anything else?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a humbling experience being in camp with you guys. And
you're welcome.
Having the opportunity to hunt black bear in Oregon for the first time, you know. I'm trying to be serious here, all right?
Trying to be serial.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm just thankful to be here more than anything. Killing your first bear with a good group of dudes in camp who all have like-minded interests. And
we have to be correct here.
Yeah, that's it, man. I'm just thankful that Jeremy, fate has brought us aligned to the stars to put us all together in camp, man.
With Jer Bear.
And old Gus putting it all together.
I am the centrifuge.
Yep.
That's the truth. None of us will be sitting around here without
Jer Bear.
That little Jer Bear.
The leprechaun. Yonder.
Yeah, man. But you got to give yourself some credit, dude.
Safe to say that we are the pot of gold? And Jeremy is guarding us.
I don't like to think Jeremy's sitting on
I think that's a fact.
I think it is. He doesn't have to sit on. He's just kind of like on the edge.
I'm just a wee leprechaun.
Yeah. Guarding the...
Henri is all hell. Just always pissed off.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know if that two beer... Have we gone beyond the two beer?
No, I'm just girl. On my second one right now.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. Are you done?
Are you done being all serious and stuff over there?
It's all yours, buddy.
Take it away.
So... I come from a long line of grumpy men. So,
you take every second that you can to be grumpy. Like, it could be a good situation and you're going to find something to piss on.
I know.
Why does my face hurt?
I got to be grumpy.
Is that, Jesus, it's a smile. I got to do away with that.
I can't help it.
What that is.
I can't help it. It's in my freaking jeans. My dad.
Those are piranhas, by the way.
Yeah. Babe. They're not jeans. They're
stretch Zions.
Oh, they're
hashtag piranha.
Hashtag amazing. But
how many times are you going to piss?
There's certain times in my time that I try not to be grumpy. And that's
face away from camp, please.
Bear camp, elk camp, any hunting camp I get into. Being outside,
he was texting me at like 5:30 in the morning. 3 more days.
Oh yeah.
2 more days.
Oh yeah. Like, we all have that.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah.
I find peace out here. I can't help absolutely. It. I mean, I got the backcountry rookies here.
Whoop.
I got switching camo here.
Whoop whoop.
So couldn't ask for a better week.
Since we're all being serious,
we got to. We got to bear down, bitches.
Bear down, bitches.
There.
And then the third cylinder of the sidekick kicked in.
Whoa!
Coming down the mountain.
Yanking and banking.
We were getting it. This has been fun. I'm glad we had the opportunity to do this podcast.
Oh, FYI, this is the first you and I have been able to get together in 10 years. So,
blink.
Cheers.
Maybe you saw that on the video. Blink.
If Chad's a bird, Jeremy's a bird.
No, you didn't.
No birds. No birds.
I will say, there was a running joke, and in order to make that joke even better, Gus and I looked into each other's eyes for about 3 seconds, and we took a picture together, looking at each other's eyes. And I want to say I've never looked into another man's eyes for 3 seconds, and I'm almost haunted by it.
You get locked into these bad boys.
Yeah, I had to look into his eyes. Like right now, I just glanced over at Gus. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It took like a third of a second. I looked at him.
Every piece of his body except his face.
Yeah, I can't. Can't
once you once you lock with these,
this is the strangest thing that's
these
ever
bad
happened
Johnsons
to me. I've never
right
looked at a man that long.
You ain't coming out of it.
Screen saver.
I know that much
on my phone.
Boom.
Forever.
Done. for life.
Oh, jeez. All right, guys, let's wrap this thing up, man. Switching camo.
Boom.
How do we get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of you? Remember, switch camo, helping military dudes take off that multi-cam crap.
And chicks.
And put on something cool, right?
Something cool of your choice.
Put on some real camo, get out there in the woods, and go hunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can, how do we get a hold of them?
So you can always message us on Facebook or Instagram, switching camo, and then under switching underscore camo on Instagram, and then currently the email address that we're using for some time will be switchingcamotv@gmail.com. If you guys got any questions or anybody that needs help getting outdoors, somebody that you think may need it, have them reach out to us, or you reach out to us for us with their contact information, and we'll reach out. And we got people all over.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure to highlight that.
To you know, in a lot of the states, and eventually, hopefully, we get have a rep in every state. But we can get you linked up. We got a great network, especially through you guys too, as well. That I'm sure we can reach out with you guys to link some folks up to get some vets in the outdoors. So
yeah. You guys are linked on our website on the partners page. So if you can't remember how to find them or whatever, just go to backcountryrickies.com.
There you go.
They're, it's on the partners page, and you can click to find out more. Yeah, they got some shirts and stuff they're selling on the Facebook.
It's going to help fund a hunt. So
yeah.
Yep.
Profits are funding hunters. So that's the plan this year, right? You're going to try to take a veteran out this year. Yeah. Elk hunting Idaho?
Yep. We got
home base for switching camo is Idaho.
Right now.
So they're going to try to get a vet out there hunting.
Yeah, we got about, I think we clear about 25 more shirts. We'll have enough to buy somebody an out-of-state or in-state tag and food and all that. So,
boom, buy a t-shirt. Switching camo. I don't have any backcountry rookie shirts right now. But when I do, I'll put profit to that, too.
We appreciate it.
We'll bump it up.
Oh, if you guys didn't know, I'm part of Switching Camo, too.
Yeah. Jeremy, multi.
I'm multifaceted.
Jeremy's a switch hitter.
I'm a multifaceted kind of guy.
He's a switch hitter.
I like it.
Anyway, all right, man. So you guys know Gus is – you know how to get a hold of Gus. If you don't, I'm going to force you to go back and listen to the last podcast so that you can find out more about Gus.
It's a good one.
Basically, for my end, team at Backcountry Rookies is the email – and everything else is Backcountry Rookies. Just Google it. It comes up somewhere. I don't know. It might be on page 3 or something. We're not that important. Anyway. Word. Thanks, guys. Cool. It's Bear Camp. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ding, ding, ding all around.
Love you, mean it.
Thanks.
Out of here.